It's Donald Ware, host of From the Press Box to Press Row. Join me each Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern right here on HR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 for the best in HBCU sports and pro sports talk. We'll also sprinkle in some talk with some of your favorite entertainers. That's From the Press Box to Press Row each Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern right here on HR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
This is Harold Fisher. Got a question or comment for the Daily Drum and can't get through? Follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR and send it to me before, during, or after the program. Always on, always connected.
Sirius XM Channel 141 presents Voices Specials, radio documentaries that explore the African-American experience. Voices Specials will educate, entertain, and inform you about the unique experience of Black Americans. Voices Specials will enlighten and encourage with in-depth exploration of politics, education, civil rights, economics, social justice, and entertainment. Voices Specials will air the last Friday of each month on HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141. Tune in and join us.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about marriage tonight with Willie Jolly and his wife, Dee Taylor Jolly. They're crazy in love, 32 years. They have a new book. It's called Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, 10 Secrets to Shape a Great Marriage. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Chico, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've been married for at least 5 years, and this December 24th will be 6 years of intimacy. And I want to know what makes a marriage. How do you make it last? I mean, how do you make it last? Y'all been together, Mom.
Yeah, Chico, so how do you make it last? Is that your question? Yeah.
And
yeah. Okay, well, let me see if they can answer that real quick. Go ahead.
Say befriend your mate.
Yeah, befriend your mate, one, and you make it last happily. Do you have a date night, Chico?
Do you have – Chico, turn your radio down, please.
Do you have a date night?
A date night, we have a date night every other Friday.
All right. So, what we did was early on, some people who were married many years told us is you got to keep the romance alive. Now, when you're first dating somebody, y'all are popping. Everything's hot. It's beautiful. But over time, it can have a decrease. So that is why you got to keep the romance alive. They told us hold hands, because you're not just holding hands, you're holding hearts. Second, they told us something, have a date night. And every week we started having a date night.
You don't have to have money.
We didn't have any money.
Have a date night.
We had two children. We were struggling financially.
And we sat in our bedroom with the door open watching Hill Street Blues,
ER,
L.A. Law.
That's right.
But we ate popcorn. And we
Jiffy
talked
Pop.
To each other. We sat close. We talked to each other. What was going on with us? Not about the children. Not about the bills. But just sweet talk. That's another phrase. How do you talk to your mate?
Right. So you make it last by having a date night, holding hands. And then I want to make sure we talk about the four F's, because somebody earlier said about the marriage has tension. And so we want to have the four F's. The four F's are you must be friendly. Never be hostile when you have
a disagreement
or an important conversation. Never start out or even get hostile. Be friendly. But then be frank. Tell them, here's how this made me feel, or here's what I feel, or here's what's going on. Be friendly, be frank, then be fair. Try and get on their side of the ledger. Try and think how they're going through. Put yourself in their shoes for
see
a minute.
Try to see from their perspective.
And then finally, be focused on a positive result. That we're not here to have a negative ending to this process. We want to have a positive ending to a positive result. So be friendly, be frank, be fair, and be focused on a positive result.
Chico, thank you so much
thank
for
you,
your
Chico.
Phone call. Question for both of you, and I'll start with D. What do you tell people that are engaged or thinking about getting engaged what do they need to know before they get married?
Oh, my goodness. You need counseling. You need to know everything. And I mean, that's like impossible. But you need to have counseling so that you can identify as much about the person to determine if you're on the same, you have the same values. Because you've held hands, because you've dated, doesn't mean you have the same values. Do you want children? Will one party stay home while the other one goes out to work when you have children? Down the road, what are your retirement plans? No one thinks about that.
Let me go into that a little more. Okay. First of all, understand that the person you choose to marry next to your faith is the most important decision you will ever make. That person is the most important decision because they'll be responsible for 90% of your misery or 90% of your joy. So you should choose well. First thing, as we said over and over, in friends first. But then you make a thoughtful decision, not decision just because you need to have somebody with a pair of pants on. You decide that somebody, and you ask yourself, we've got scriptures to help you go through it, that you'll make decisions. And then we recommend the 5-day test. The 5-day test is when you go away for 5 days together on a retreat. Not a sex retreat. just to be around each other for 5 days and see if they get on your nerves. Because that love can be very, and sex can blind everything. So you know sex, you're just going away for 3 to 5 days, see if you get it. And then you have a 30-day test if you're out of town. We had a situation with one of my friends when I was growing up, became my best buddy, and he married a girl I knew who went to high school with me. He went to a different high school, and they went to different colleges, and when they finished college, he got a job in Chicago, and she was working in D.C., and they would get together on the weekends. And on Friday, she'd fly into Chicago. He'd take her to dinner. Saturday morning, he'd take her to brunch. Saturday evening, he'd take her to dinner. From Sunday morning, they'd do a brunch again, and then they go to a show. And then she'd fly home every weekend. Well, that's what she became used to, and that's what she expected. That ain't how marriage is. Somebody got to do the laundry. Somebody got to clean the house. Somebody got to cook occasionally. Something got to happen. And when they finally got married, it was a fantasy island marriage. They were expecting, their expectations were off track. And it didn't last a year after all of these years of dating.
So they really didn't know each other.
So we tell people.
They were not a gang. They were not best friends. Because if they were really good friends, they would know the pros, the cons, the likes, the dislikes. And, okay, I can deal with that. Okay, that's not bad. All right. So I can work through that.
So we give them some tests in here, 5-day tests, 30-day tests if they're in a different city, being in the same city for 30 days. And then we give them some questions that they must ask each other. And one of them, you asked a very profound question, Harold. What do they need to know? You need to know their credit score. You need to know their credit score. You need to know their and they need to be honest with you.
They manage their money.
Yep. You need to know it. You got to ask, how do you do your money? Let's talk about that. These are things that people won't talk about. Then they get married and everything goes crazy.
How did you two meet? I mean, did you see? Oh, wait a minute. Were, did you see that?
Did you see my eyes?
Well, it wasn't just the eyes, the head.
It was a
shoulder.
It was an internal movement.
Was it across a smoke filled room?
All right, so we're in D.C. Okay. Now, typically.
He made a pass.
No. We're in D.C., D. Oh, we got to tell the truth, okay? The true truth.
The second time around. I only have
three minutes for the truth.
All right, tell the first time I met her, because they're gonna know. People in D.C. know this story.
Okay.
In high school.
Okay.
Because I was his teacher.
Oh my. you know you can go to jail for that now. They're locking folks up for that now.
All right, she was my. She was my high school social studies teacher. She was one of the most beautiful teachers, but I was not interested because she was married.
Okay.
She was married, and me and my buddy Gary Coble used to look at all the pretty girls. We sitting back at all the teachers, Miss Fitzhugh, Miss Eldridge. We look and say, "Whoa, they fine." But we had our own girls. We wouldn't worry about them. They would just say they were pretty. Well, then years go by. I graduated, go through college, and then years I'm in graduate school. I'm on my way down K Street, and I see this beautiful woman from the back, just shapely, beautiful.
From the back.
And I bumped the horn.
Oh,
I bumped the horn, because I'm, you know, my buddy's driving.
He's fast.
And I say, "Bump that horn, man." And I bumped the horn, and I roll down the window and say, "Hey, beautiful." And she turns around, and it was her. I said, "Oh, Lord, there's my teacher. How are you? Oh, so good to see you. Nice to see you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What are you doing, William?"
That's funny.
"What are you doing now, William?" "I'm in grad school, and I'm in the music business," and da-da-da. And I said, "How's your husband?" She said, "Well, we're no longer together." And I said, "Okay, well, I hope you're doing good." I said, "Well, I'd love to connect sometime and just kind of catch up." But we didn't do nothing happened then. And about 6 months later, I saw it at Rodman's. Drugstore.
Okay.
Rodman's drugstore. And this time I said, "Look, I'd like to take you to lunch. Just take time to talk." And we talked on the phone, took her to lunch, and we developed a friendship. And we became best friends over the next couple of years. We dated for 4 years.
Oh, I was about to ask how long.
We dated for 4 years, and then we got married. And those first 2 years, as I said, were rough because we didn't have the principles in hand. But once we got the principles, it was much more palatable, and as well, then it became pleasant, and then it became a joy.
Mm-hmm. Final question, because I really only have a few seconds left. Do you eat Chinese food now?
He likes Chinese food.
He left a bad taste in your mouth. Boy, I tell you. Look, congratulations on the book. Congratulations on 32 years. And obviously, how many kids do you have?
We have two kids.
You have two kids. Yeah,
two grandkids.
Look. There you go. The son who suggested this, I salute him, and I salute both of you too. Willie Jolly, D. Taylor Jolly, thank you all so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141 for this Friday, September 15th. For news director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can certainly follow us on Twitter. Use the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend. The Howard